Red River on a rampage. Already the perpetrator of $25 million damage, the river is fattened by new rainstorms.
Catastrophic flooding used to just be part of life in Oklahoma. Ask anyone who was around in the late 1950s, like Alan Hensley, who grew up on Rock Creek in south central Oklahoma.
Okay, when my dad took me down and showed me Rock Creek when I was a boy, and a beautiful corn crop, and the next day it was water, and it was flooded.
Rain beats down on us as we stand next to the Wild Horse 80 Dam in Garvin County. This waterlogged earthen dam has been trying to hold back a lot of water since April.
Erosion like this can spread incredibly quickly.
That's Robert Hathorn with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. He and Greg Lyons peer into a deep gash in Wild Horse 80's emergency spillway, where swirling water has displaced soil that's usually tightly packed with wildflowers and grasses.
6 to 8 foot deep, probably 200 foot long, 35 foot wide. Just so much of it over the control section that it just finally washed out.
This Conservation Commission team is here to inspect the dam, which holds back what amounts to a farm pond in an overgrown field, well off the beaten path.
All right, not the easiest location to get to here.
Lyons says the recent erosion only adds to Wild Horse 80's problems.
Yeah, it's 5 foot lower now than what it should be. The tower is deteriorated. It's a corrugated tower, and it's got holes rusted in it.
So water's getting through there when it's not supposed to.
Right.
This is one dam. Of 146, Greg Lyons is charged with inspecting and maintaining. That's 146 dams for one guy. The State Conservation Commission only has 9 staff members to look after more than 2,000 flood control dams.
I could use help, yes.
Yeah.
Do my inspections. I try to do my mowing, spraying, tree and brush removal. It's a lot on one person.
There are many people that have no idea that what they call the farm pond, that maybe as a kid they went out and fished in it, that is actually a flood control dam.
Conservation Programs Director Tammy Sawatsky says Oklahoma's repeating cycle of intense drought followed by devastating floods led to a push for dam construction in the first half of the 20th century. Locals pushed for dams, but the federal government paid for their construction.
Most of the sites were built in the 60s, where they were building, finishing at least one dam a day.
Then the dams were handed over to the state. Now that the dams are reaching the end of their intended lifespans, they need upgrading and constant maintenance. There's just one big problem.
Money. Money.
State funding is hard to come by. It takes about $4 million a year to provide the most basic maintenance. Upgrading the aging system is even costlier. Washington offered Oklahoma $32 million, but there was a caveat.
We were needing an $8.8 million to match those funds, and we didn't get any funding for that. So we have enough to do maybe one more rehab dam.
None of those numbers take into account the estimated $6 to $8 million in damage caused by the rain, like at the Wild Horse 80 Dam, where Robert Hathorn looks out past the damaged spillway.
To the person that owns that land, that's their life savings. That's their livelihood right there. That's where they graze their cattle. That's where they grow their wheat. So, and there are a number of ranches and farms down this way that are being protected by this structure.
The public may never even notice dams like this one, but they're vital. Just from mid-April through mid-June, the Conservation Commission says they prevented about $134 million in flood damage. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.